This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
You ever get the idea that it's just going to be one of those days?
A lot. Pretty often.
Like when the computers, they won't sync up here and nothing's going to work and you're going, oh, yeah, it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be like that.
When I first walked in this morning, Eric, the security guard downstairs, goes, hey, tell Shaylee that guy, Belle Biv DeVoe, is really good. Because he heard us yesterday. Shaylee, when I mentioned Belle Biv DeVoe, she goes, oh, he's coming. And I go, who's coming? That guy. What guy? Belle Biv DeVoe.
Well, and that was also one of the great clips that played throughout the day after the show
was
over. That segment, we made a great clip of the show. So all of the world got to hear your fine mistake.
You know what? I was having one of those days yesterday. You leave me alone.
And the day before.
You
and last
it.
Week. And then I asked her how many people...
I got you coffee.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Oh, this is so gross. I came in this morning, and we have a Keurig machine in our studio.
We do, yes.
I go to fill up the water. There's mold around the top.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm like, oh, I am not drinking out of that until I have thoroughly, like, done some sort of exorcism on it. Like,
but
I
that's the danger of these things, right? That they'll get moldy, well, and that's what I'm afraid of.
And it gets left on all day sometimes, and then that water keeps heating up, and it's, so I... texted Shaylee and said, please, for the love of everything that's holy, stop at Star Bizzle for me and get me something.
I was already in line.
Right. Of course you were. Yes, you were.
Yeah. It's like, I already placed your order, sister. I got you.
I'm afraid in the things that I can't see and like the K-Cup maker at home that it will do that. And then who knows what you're drinking.
It's gross. When your kids were little, did you ever find that when you'd have Addie's like sippy cup or anything and then you go and you actually take all the parts of... like to wash it thoroughly and you're ew, I've been feeding my kid mold in this cup.
Right.
Because there's all these pieces and parts and you don't wash all of them every single time, but you don't?
I mean, it's obvious that they turned out okay.
I mean,
but, I mean
they're
you know,
still here.
So,
it's fine.
We probably got mold.
Has nothing to do with her getting strep every 3 weeks.
No,
but,
I've been watching on the back steps. There's a cockroach. There's a dead cockroach in the corner. I've been watching to see if it ever gets picked up. So I feel like Scott Pioli and the candy wrappers at the Chiefs. I'm going to watch this cockroach to see if anybody ever picks it up.
Oh,
and if not, I just know that it never gets cleaned back there. So, hello, cockroach. I say that every morning.
Are you saying Westport is dirty? Is that what you're saying?
That's what
our
I'm saying.
Our office building is filthy.
We'll go ahead and admit that, yes. 609, 10 items or less to open Wednesday show.
Have you seen video of this? At least a half dozen people are dead in a massive fire that's devastated a London high rise. Officials in the British capital say they know of 6 people killed so far. That number is expected to climb. Too early to speculate on the cause, but when you see video of this fire, this building is insane, massive. Jason Vargas allowed 1 run and 5 hits over 7 innings as the Royals beat the Giants 8-1 in San Francisco. Royals right-hander Jason Hammel will start the game today against the Giants, where the Royals will try to win their 4th straight road game. Japanese investors hoping to release a flying car before the next Summer Olympics. They've been working on a vehicle called SkyDrive that can fly at 33 feet and up to 62 miles per hour. Hope to release it by the 2020 Summer Games. The one-seater will have 3 wheels, 4 rotors, and will use drone technology. When I read this story, all I could see was the Jetsons. I'm like, the Jetsons is going to be real.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
That's going to be our world at some point.
You pack the kids up, you hit the button, the screen comes over them, and then boom, they're off to school.
Crazy. And fans of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Minor League Baseball team can get a pregnancy test with their discounted beer this Thursday. The Florida team is going to have 2 promotions. So they have Thirsty Thursday, and you might be the Father's Day, plus a free pregnancy test passed out to fans who want them.
What?
They said, in honor of you might be the Father's Day, the team is going to be distributing pregnancy tests so you'll know if you need to return for Sunday's Father's Day game. So you go to the Thirsty Thursday game.
Oh, my goodness.
You get the pregnancy test, take
it. Oh, you
hook it up. Find out if you're going to be a daddy to go back to Sunday's game. They say there will be several hundred pregnancy tests ready. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
That's a big Maury episode. That's awesome. You are not the father.
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
Row 22, seat B. You are not the father.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic, 628 on the show with the impossible question up here.
By the way, did you see him on 60 Minutes this weekend?
Oh,
it was so fascinating.
Oh, I still haven't watched it, no.
Oh, you got to see like where he grew up and hear about his like upbringing and how he was like the little Elvis at 4 years old. It was awesome. By the way, it took him a year to write Uptown Funk. A year.
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
Wow. By the way, later on, we should talk about my, I love 60 Minutes, but that makes me 80.
Yes.
Like, what are the TV shows out there that you love that just make you an old person?
I did feel old watching it. And I have to admit,
I love 60 Minutes, though.
And Anderson Cooper, they shot him from this weird angle, and he looked like, seriously, 85 in this angle. And I'm like, ooh, do not shoot him from
there.
Well,
that's, you've got to appeal to the demo.
I guess. But back to the impossible.
Anderson, we know your hair is gray, but can we do it a little more?
Impossible question this morning. 60% of us say we do this on a regular basis at work. What is it?
All right, we start with Carly in Blue Springs. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
All right, what are we doing at work?
I'm thinking poop.
Well, sure.
It's funny enough, so am I.
That's Ryan's first answer, but not the correct one here.
Dang it, that's okay. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Denise. She's at Liberty this morning. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
What are we doing on a regular basis at work?
Personal affair on the computer.
Oh, saucy.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the correct answer.
Don't you
feel like everyone's answer kind of reflects something? Like, what's going on in your office?
Does it come from a personal place deep down? 816-576-7102 if you have a guess, by the way.
I'm going to say your first hint is Post-its.
Post-its. Okay. All right. Entertainment news is coming up, and we'll take some more guesses here. What are you working on over there?
Talking about Bill Cosby, his trial that's going on. Also, Bachelor in Paradise, a couple of people speaking out now on that show. And if you got to see America's Got Talent last night, we have to play this one guy's performance for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's conclude here. Denise, you got another guess here? What do you think?
Taking a nap.
Nope. Shaylee.
What?
Yeah.
It was one time.
Not the correct answer.
I'm on a call. Whatever.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're trying to figure out what 60% of us say we do on a regular basis at work.
Jenny and Casey Moe, good morning. What's your guess here?
Good morning.
What do you think 60% of us are doing on a regular basis at work?
Stealing office supplies.
Stealing office supplies is the correct answer. Yep.
You would never do such a thing, Jenny, right?
No, never.
No. Can you say where you work or what type of work you do?
I am a bus driver.
Oh, so there's not much to steal, probably.
No, not really.
Unless you need to transport your family somewhere.
Right.
You know, then you're like, let me borrow this bus for a little bit.
Oh, no, that's what GPS is for.
Well, you got it. So we're going to give you some passes to go to the Just for Her big event coming up at the Overland Park Convention Center. And you're also qualified for a trip to Las Vegas.
Awesome.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, speaking of the weekend, we have tickets to see the weekend coming up here before 8 o'clock. But the host of ABC's Bachelor in Paradise is speaking on the sexual misconduct that allegedly took place on the set of that reality show. Host Chris Harrison asked viewers to be patient and to respect the privacy of the people involved while an investigation takes place. His comments came after production of the show was suspended by Warner Brothers due to a complaint that contestants Corinne and DeMario engaged in sexual activity while Corinne may have been too drunk to consent. Harrison told fans that the safety of the cast and crew are of the utmost importance. He apologized to fans and promised to keep them up to date on the issue. That show was set to premiere August 8th. America's Got Talent was on last night. I don't know why. We just started watching this lately. And there was a guy on there last night whose name's Daniel. He's actually in radio. He works in sales in radio in Ohio. But so he gets up there and I'm like, you have no idea what he's going to do. Is he going to try to be a comedian? Is he going to sing? What is he doing?
Sure.
And he starts singing Cake by the Ocean, but you have to listen because he's doing it to the tune of Kermit the Frog, Peter Griffin from Family Guy, and Simon Cowell. So he's doing impressions while he's singing Cake by the Ocean.
Oh, good.
Talk to me, baby.
This is his Kermit the Frog.
I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go crazy, crazy. Yay. I keep on hoping we'll eat cake by the ocean. Talk for me, baby.
So here's this Simon Cowell.
I'll be Diddy, you be Naomi. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go crazy, crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty creative.
Do you think if we got our sales team in here, they could show some talent? They could sing some songs?
Yes, I think we'd bring them in for a salesperson talent show then.
Come on in.
They're not here now.
Yeah, they're not
here
now.
Kidding?
Silly talk.
So, the show's going to be over by the time they show up, but come on now. We'll try again at the 8:45.
There you go. Jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will continue for a third day. Yesterday's full day of deliberations didn't result in a verdict. Jurors are weighing whether the 79-year-old comedian is guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University employee Andrea Constand in 2004. Yesterday, jurors asked for a readback of Cosby's 2005 deposition for a lawsuit brought by Constand. Jurors wanted to specifically look at a section in which Cosby talked about pills that he gave her. That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The continuing soap opera and saga that is the show here.
Dun, dun, dun. Shaylee just posed a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right?
You and I come from a very different side on this. So what is the question, Shaylee?
So, I mean, I recently went through the whole X factor with social media with breaking up with somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When is appropriate time to, you know, unfriend them on Facebook? Unfollow them on Twitter, Instagram, because I don't want to see your stuff anymore. We're not together.
You don't want to see pictures of them with a new person.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Do you?
Do you?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
But
don't you, though?
But it's also a weird little, you know, situation, because if I start looking really hot and I'm with somebody way hotter,
right,
I want
right.
you to see that.
You do want to show your pictures.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure if you, even if you drop him on social media, he's still Facebook stalking you.
Once a month, he's checking.
I don't think he is.
Oh, I know, guys.
No, I think probably so.
Yeah.
Not the recent one. I don't think he is. But I don't know. It's a weird situation, though, because I want him to see me if I'm looking pretty good.
I've been with guy friends.
But I don't want to see your stuff.
Yeah. Because I've been hanging out with guy friends when they did it. When they were Googling their exes and looking them up on Facebook going, oh, look at her now. And I'm like, oh, you're totally looking up your ex.
Okay, wait, this is great. I think 816-576-7102. I think you can talk about that, but I think we can also talk about the bigger social media discussion, and that is now you have a window into the world of everybody.
Yep.
I mean, when you and I were establishing our relationships, Facebook, it didn't matter. Social media wasn't a big factor in that, was it?
I met my husband in 2005, and I wasn't even on, I mean, that's right around the time Facebook started.
So we had MySpace.
Like, that was it. So that, like, answering Shaylee's question, I have no idea. Like, I've never dealt with that. I've never had to drop somebody as a friend or anything because I've been married since Facebook came out.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a weird situation. I mean, do you just do it all at once? Do you wait a while?
Because
but,
then is it like, I hate you. You broke up with me. I'm deleting.
Right.
We're unfriending.
But what I think people could talk about, though, is that now that we do have Facebook, do you look up anybody and everybody?
Of course we do.
My exes? Yes.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane because the guy I dated for like 5 years in my 20s isn't on social media. And I'm like, come on. How can I stalk you if you won't be on Facebook?
See, I don't have that problem. Everybody I know is on Facebook.
Right.
I think that people, even if you unfriend them, he's still going to seek you out probably to find out.
Yeah, but then he's going to see, oh, she deleted
what's
me.
What's going on this month? Is that a big thing with you millennials? Is that like,
kind of.
Is that cutting?
Yeah.
Somebody unfriends you, is that like
the
worst thing
in the world?
Well,
the biggest thing is when you get into a fight with a friend, because I've had this happen, and I'm like, I'm deleting her. I'm over it. We're not friends anymore. And then I go to her page, and she deleted me first. I'm like, no, that's not how this works.
That doesn't even cross my mind.
You know what that's the equivalent of? Hanging up on somebody first.
Yes.
That was, you're like, I hung up first. And the other person on the other end of the phone was like, oh, no, you didn't. No. I want to hang up first.
Yeah,
and
I guess
you
that's weird.
And then
you call them back just to hang up.
And they say, hello? And you're like, ah, I got you.
I guess that would be your equivalent.
It's like you almost friend them back just to unfriend them again.
Yeah. I've never purposely unfriended someone that I knew. Like, I've unfriended, like, strangers that have friended me, and I'm like, I don't know who you are. Stop bashing your wife on Facebook. I think that's weird. I don't know you. I'm unfriending you. But I've never had a friend where, like, we had a fight and I unfriended them. Like, that's weird to me.
Okay, so it's just
I'm just not that involved in social media, I think.
All right, well, we'll Snapchat this one at 816-576-7102. Call us for a chat. Tell us what you think about social media in either way. I mean, what does it take? Are you going to unfriend somebody that you just break up with, or do you hang on to him for a while?
No, I think I'm ready to.
Just to see what's going on next. Who doesn't want to do that?
You can always text us, too, 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
On the subject of deleting exes, Shaylee, you're watching the social media desk. What do we got?
We got a text from 2146. I've been with my husband for 25 years, and I'm friends with a few of my ex-boyfriends from way back when. The main thing that goes through my mind when seeing posts and pictures, dodge that bullet.
So
this is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You know when you start typing something in and then things automatically come up? Like we did, how old? And then it fills in the blank. Is Donald Trump? Is Charo?
Yes, that's... mine was different than yours, though. That was weird.
Yeah. This will be Shaylee and I attempting to see what Brian is Googling, how it finishes. This is scary.
Oh, that's frightening. Melinda Lee Summit, good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to give Shaylee and Jen each a turn today to see who can get the most Google predicts correct, or any at all. So your decision here is between Jen or Shaylee.
Who can get more in 1 minute?
Jen.
I feel pressure
going
now.
Going with Jen. All right, how about that?
Thank you.
Okay, Melinda.
If I win for you, you're going to get tickets to Mummies of the World, that new exhibition opening up at Union Station. All right.
All right, here we go. So, Shaylee, do you want to go first?
Make Shaylee go first.
Okay. Because you haven't played the game yet.
No, yeah. I'm scared.
All right, so you got to get your feet wet.
I know, I'm scared.
I'm putting 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to try to go through as many as these of these as possible. Either you
can
or
Google
I
at
can
the
pass.
Same time?
No, you cannot. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. When did Kansas
become a state?
Yes.
Easy.
Where is
my dad? Where is my mom? Where is...
It's actually something that's been in the news kind of recently.
Where is Kansas? Where is... Oh, my God. I have no idea. Where is...
Yeah, past that. Astronauts...
Can astronauts sleep? Can astronauts jump? This. Can astronauts breathe? Can astronauts... eat food? Can astronauts walk on the moon? I don't know. Pass.
Okay.
Why do cheerleaders jump? Why do cheerleaders yell? Why
is Brian Trudeau Googling that?
Right.
Don't anybody look at my history, by the way.
Why do cheerleaders cheer? I don't know.
Do you want to pass?
Pass.
Why does TV...
What?
No, that's it.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, that is hard.
I know, isn't it?
Oh.
It's harder than you think.
Ooh. Well, you got one, which was actually the only score that we've had so far in the game at all. Why did, or when did Kansas become a state?
Okay.
This week, if you Google where is, Golden State comes up first.
Oh.
Where is Golden State?
Yeah.
Because it's a college.
Right.
I kept thinking Waldo. Where's Waldo?
Oh, that's a good one.
Can astronauts,
poop.
Jen, do you have an idea?
Is it poop?
No, it's cry in space.
Oh,
can astronauts cry in space? These are the first things that come up when you Google these things, people. Why do cheerleaders, Jen, do you have an answer for that?
No.
Wear big bows.
That is such a thing.
And why does, well, maybe I'll save that. Why does TV, we kind of got to that at the end.
Okay.
All right. Jen, you ready?
You just got to get one, Jen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I couldn't do it last time. We'll
just got to get two, really.
You got
one to tie, and then, well, okay, right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you set?
Okay.
Here we go. How do you spell?
Relief. How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Mm-hmm. How do you spell Afghanistan? How do you spell... Oh, what's a weird word? I don't know. Pass.
What's the name?
What's the name of the president? What's the name of the vice president? What's the name of my senator? What's the name of the capital? What is the name of the team that won the NBA championship? What is the name of the NHL team that won? I don't know. Pass.
Okay. What or why is The Bachelorette...
still on? Why is The Bachelorette single? Why is The Bachelorette drunk? Why is The Bachelorette having sex with everyone on TV? Why is drinking so much?
Okay, pass. When do skunks...
stink? When do skunks sleep? When do skunks eat? When do skunks spray? When do skunks not stink and spray? When, I don't know. This game is hard.
It is
Melinda,
really difficult.
What do you think there? All right, are you ready for your answers?
Yes.
How do you spell, Shaylee, do you have a guess on this one?
I have no clue. I would have said supercalifragilistic.
How do you spell tomorrow?
Okay.
What?
People.
I don't know how to spell that.
Seriously.
Well, you have to Google it, apparently.
Two R's, one W. It's not that difficult.
What's the name of this song?
Oh.
They're asking Google. Yeah. What is the name of this song?
Yeah.
Shazam.
Why is The Bachelorette not on tonight?
Okay.
I think Jen's answers were better.
And when do skunks have babies?
Okay, who's Googling that?
So
let's find someone that's Googling that.
Because I want to talk to them.
Brian Trudeau probably was. That's why it was in his search history.
Oh, believe me, I've got some more good ones for a later date.
Well,
so
clearly,
there we go.
I failed you, and I'm giving you the tickets anyway. So you're going to go check out the new Mummies exhibit at Union Station.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Erin Andrews made a decision to freeze her embryos a few years back because it was all the rage. Well, it ended up saving her life because she had found out she had cervical cancer, and she's just now speaking out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she went into surgery October 11th, and 2 days later, she didn't tell anybody from work, her friends, anybody. And she went on to recover in Green Bay after a Packers game.
I remember her telling that story because she said she just left Dancing with the Stars for a couple of weeks, and they wrote it off, and they called it, they said she was going to a family wedding or something, and I remember thinking, why is she going to a family wedding for several weeks? Like, this seems weird, but that was why.
And she said, I work with a bunch of dudes. I can't really talk about this with them. But she got the call at Dancing with the Stars saying, we got it, you're good, everything was great. Yeah.
Wow, talk about, like, a couple of just really tough years for her.
No kidding. It's
just really awful, you know?
And our favorite, Mandy Moore, has a new movie out, 47 Meters Down. I instantly thought of you, Jen.
I don't know if I can see it.
Have you heard about this, Trudeau?
A little bit of it. Is it the shark movie?
Yeah, it's about two sisters vacationing in Mexico, and they're trapped in a shark cage at the bottom of the ocean, have less than an hour of oxygen left, and great whites are circling.
It looks
It looks so great.
Open water-ish.
I totally want to go.
Yeah.
But her and her co-host, Claire Holt, did some rapid-fire questions back and forth, and Moore had asked her, if a shark bit you, what would you taste like? Instantly, I feel like this is Jen and I conversing. Because she goes, I would taste like tequila. And she asked Mandy Moore, what would you taste like? She says, tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And then Holt asked Mandy Moore, which of the This Is Us co-stars would be able to save you from a shark attack? Anyone want to guess who she said?
I'm going to go with Milo.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Sterling.
It was Milo.
Oh.
I'm going to say Milo just because he's always prepared. He's such a guy's guy. He's such a manly's man.
Yeah, he does seem like a manly man.
He does. Mm-hmm.
That's your all access.
All right. So are we going to go watch that movie together, by the way?
I think so. I would. Come on, Jen.
Well, let's all go to the screening. It'd be fun.
We'll do it on a beach, too.
Will you then also watch Jaws, Shaylee? We'll do it Gen X Millennial.
Always goes back to the movie she hasn't seen.
And then we can go see the new Mandy Moore.
Disappointing.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I was watching America's Got Talent last night. A guy came out on stage, and you know, when they ask him their name and where do they work, that kind of stuff, he said his name was Daniel, and he does radio sales in Ohio.
Poor guy.
Ended up singing. He sang Cake Poor by Daniel. The Ocean, but he did it in the voices of, like, Kermit the Frog. He did a Simon Cowell impression, Peter Griffin from Family Guy. And so we started wondering, do our salespeople have...
Talk to me, baby.
Yeah, here's his Kermit.
I'm going blind from this sweet, sweet craving. Whoa. Let's lose our minds and go crazy, crazy. Yay!
Well, yeah, we genuinely wanted to know, do our salespeople have any talent? I mean, besides sales.
Right.
Obviously.
And then Shaylee told me, she's like, well, you know, RPI sings all the time. Like, he's really good.
Yeah, I just walk around the halls.
He performs.
Follow people around.
He does.
That's what I do. Yeah. So you came in. Do you take requests? Can you sing a cappella? Can we put you on the spot? Can you do something for us?
You did put me on the spot. You have put me on. I am physically, literally, and in all of the ways on the spot right now.
This is the spot right here, yeah.
Yeah, I feel it turns out a lot of salespeople can do songs in different people's voices.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that Daniel had a talent for that.
Uh-huh. Right. Do you do that, or do you sing?
Do you have any impressions or anything?
Have you ever heard the Bob Dylan version of Baby Got Back?
Oh, stop.
Wait,
it.
What?
If you break into that right now, I'm going to lose my mind.
Can I get Snapchat up?
Can you?
No, I'm doing
Please tell me you're seriously doing that right now.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and the right thing in her face, you get sprung. You gotta pull up top because you notice that bone was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked. I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I said I want to get with. It goes on.
Oh.
There's more to it.
That is so much better than this dude on America's Got Talent.
That guy doesn't have talent.
How are you not on that show?
You know what? I'm turning in my notice today.
That is good.
Yep.
No, you can't. You're the only good one we've got.
This is our new reality show here on the show.
You guys just gave me an idea. Thanks, guys.
Wait.
Salespeople got talent.
Everything you do, you have to wear a KC 102 shirt then.
That's all I wear anyway.
Thank you.
When I'm not dressed in my business casual attire.
Right.
You can see me at the Brooksider on Friday night. Can I plug my show?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you do your own songs? Do you do covers? What do you do?
When I'm playing at a bar where people have not paid to see me, I play songs they know.
Yeah, sure.
So I play covers.
Okay.
That's
like who?
Who do you cover?
What are you playing? Bob Dylan, clearly.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't really do much Dylan, but I do a fair amount of country stuff.
Okay.
And I do a fair amount of like 90s rock, the stuff that I grew up on, you know, like Matchbox 20.
Blake Shelton to Nirvana. That seems right.
It's about right. Yeah, I like to throw in a little R. Kelly. Johnny Cash. I like to mix those two together because people see that coming. And
the remix to Walk the
Actually,
Line.
That would be my ideal night because I love both of them.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, right.
That's right. It's exactly what R. Kelly had in mind. That a middle-aged, white radio salesperson be making money on the side, singing Remix to Ignition on a Friday night in Brookside.
Do you think that like once a week you could come in and do what you just did, like do a mashup of...
I would love nothing more.
If I had my harmonica,
it would have been... We would have taken it from here.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it's radio, but I'm doing the thing from here to here. It's a whole level up.
Yeah,
it's
at least
level.
A foot.
And that was a big jump
It was a huge jump. That harmonica really ratchets it up a few notches.
If you need a kazoo, we can get you one of those, too.
I could
tambourine.
Definitely use a kazoo.
We played the triangle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should have explained to Shaylee who Bob Dylan was before we started
That
would have helped.
It's probably a good idea, yeah.
I mean, sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
Hilarious.
Sir
okay,
makes
guys.
A lot.
I'm gonna. Hey, if you need to buy some advertising on this station, you're listening. Your customers are listening.
Yeah. Nice plug.
Hit me up.
Give him a call. Go see him at Brooksider on Friday.
It's Ryan Emming, everybody. Are there any other salespeople back there that you think have talent?
That's a little good talent.
Like,
good
not
talent.
Like this.
Nothing
I am
is
one
like
of
this.
A kind.
That's,
I am unique.
Yeah, that's true. That's,
yeah.
That's impressive. All right, thank you.
I appreciate you.
All right,
see
no, thank we appreciate you. Thank you. We're going to make that a weekly feature. We have to. Yeah.
I thought that was a setup, like as a joke. And then he kicks into it. I'm like, oh, he's actually really good.
Yeah. I've seen him perform before. That guy's great.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Field trip to Brooksider this Friday. I think we should.
I'm down.
In.
Yeah.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Did you see what I posted last night? Krispy Kreme is offering teachers free coffee in June and July.
Is that right?
Yeah. So if you're a teacher and you've got proper ID, go to Krispy Kreme and get yourself some free coffee with purchase throughout the summer. So see that stories and all sorts of good stuff on the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like. Comment on the weekend post that Shaylee is posting.
Yeah, but see, the bigger story was your whole little hairy-chested swimsuit thing there.
I know.
Why is that the
Let's
biggest
clarify,
thing in the
it
world?
Wasn't Jen. It was in the picture. It was not my swimsuit, that hairy chest swimsuit. Oh, everybody's...
Would you wear that? Would you guys wear that at all?
Nobody would wear that. Nobody's wearing a man romper.
Somebody's going to wear it. They made it.
No. And I just, what scares me is it wouldn't, if it looked realistic in person, I would do it as a joke to be funny. But I think in person it's not, it's just going to look like you're wearing a dirty swimsuit, like a dirty white swimsuit. Ew, look at that lady.
Well, nobody thought that somebody would wear a cat onesie and look at the cat guys out of Kaufman.
Mm, true.
They've
yeah, but
that
you
into
know
a,
that's, you know that's a joke. That's not an actual cat.
Yeah, but then nobody's going to wear the hairy chest swimsuit as
Have
a real
Have you been to the
thing.
Pool recently?
Yeah.
Maybe you wait and see what you get for Father's Day, huh?
I don't need a swimsuit to wear the hairy-chested swimsuit.
What are you going to do for Father's
You're
Day?
You're like, hey, check this out. Actually, it's funny. I just got a text from my mom. I think we're going to do ribs over at the Casa and probably go to the pool.
Oh, sweet. Nice. So, with a hairy-chest swimsuit?
It's called real life, okay?
Oh, okay. Dad bod. A lot
oh,
of,
very much so, yes.
A lot of people are liking our weekend post on the Facebook page. That's great. Please do like it and like us, but you have to leave a comment in order to win the tickets. We'll pick somebody randomly out of the comments for those tickets here in just a minute.
Gotcha. The other cool thing I saw on Facebook this morning was that New Hampshire is the best state in which to raise a child. The worst? Anybody have a guess at the worst state?
To raise a child.
Mm. Yeah.
Detroit, Michigan. I'll say Michigan. It's my state. I'm going to say California.
It's Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah, Mississippi. The top five for the best were New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Minnesota, and then Iowa and Connecticut tied for fifth place.
Joey, why are you raising your hand over there in the producer booth?
Because I called Mississippi.
You did?
Oh, you did? Oh, well.
Not to be mean to Mississippi, but if it's not a great thing, you guess Mississippi.
Oh, thinks anything that's not good.
Well, I don't know. I would have guessed Florida, maybe, because Florida's where all the crazy, stupid stuff happens.
A lot of weird people down in Florida.
True. Yeah. The worst, by the way, the worst five states were Arizona, Nevada, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Mississippi at the very bottom. Why Arizona?
No, maybe the same reasons of Florida. A lot of old people retiring in Arizona.
Yeah. There's a lot of golf carts there.
Yep.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Okay, I'm going to read a couple of stories of entertainment news, but after I'm done, we are picking a winner. So hurry up and comment on the KC1021 Facebook page, on the post about the weekend coming to Kansas City, if you want a chance to win those tickets.
Yes, Mom.
Give us a like while you're there.
Okay, I'm going to read a few more stories, and then you're going to bed, kid.
I am such a mom.
You are a mom. Ugh. The host of ABC's Bachelor in Paradise is speaking on the sexual misconduct that allegedly took place on the set of that reality show. Host Chris Harrison asked viewers to be patient and to respect the privacy of the people involved while an investigation takes place. His comments came after production of the show was suspended by Warner Brothers due to a complaint that contestants Corinne and DeMario engaged in sexual activity. While Corinne may have been too drunk to consent, Harrison told fans that the safety of the cast and crew are of the utmost importance. He apologized to fans and promised to keep them up to date on that issue. The show was set to premiere August 8th. Jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will continue for a third day. Yesterday's full day of deliberations did not result in a verdict. Jurors are weighing whether the 79-year-old comedian is guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting former Temple University employee Andrea Constand back in 2004. Yesterday, jurors asked for a readback of Cosby's 2005 deposition for a lawsuit that was brought by Constand. Jurors wanted to specifically look at a section in which Cosby talked about pills that he gave to her. Okay, Shaylee, you've got Facebook pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
You can see all the comments that people have been leaving. They want tickets to see Starboy.
There's everything from everyone has a birthday and the anniversary. This is hard.
I did see the one where the guy said he had to make up for a bad anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did he do?
He screwed up and he needed some tickets to help out. I feel for him.
Buddy, what went so wrong? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, we got a ton of comments. Shaylee is pouring through them. We are going to choose one at random. Okay, literally take your finger, go up and down the screen. Whatever your finger lands on, they win the tickets. Okay? 3, 2, 1, stop. What's the name?
Kendall Kapperman.
Kendall Kapperman, you've won tickets to see The Weeknd. Sprint Center this September. Give us a call now, 816-576-7102. We will verify it's you. We will get you those tickets.
Colin Kaepernick, way to go. Good job.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I just had the weirdest flashback because my fourth grade teacher got married while I was in fourth grade, and we all got invited to her wedding, and they played that song at her wedding.
Really?
And every time I hear it, I'm like...
And you were invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
Huh.
It helped that she was also our next door neighbor. So we were.
Well, that,
yeah.
That works too, I guess.
Made homework easier too.
What did. So did she want a lot of presents from you guys? Did you guys get her something?
I'm sure we did. I don't remember now. I'm sure my mom picked something out. Because, you know, as a fourth grader, my gift would have been pretty weak.
Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, like, I remember teachers getting married because then when they came back, we'd have to call them by a different name.
Yeah.
And it was always tough. You know, it was like. Miss, whatever your name is now.
It's freaking my kids out because one of their teachers this year was pregnant. And she got pregnant and announced it to the class like toward the end of the year. So her belly was growing and they kept going, it's so weird that we have a teacher with a baby in her tummy. And I'm like, well, it's kind of normal.
Well, that's how it works, kids.
It's kind of life. I don't know how
time
we
to
got
have the talk.
<on that. But Joey, I was going to ask you, you went to John Legend last night. How was that show?
Absolutely amazing. That guy puts on one heck of a show.
I bet he does.
Did you see Chrissy Teigen at all there?
I had to leave a little earlier just because, you know, I have to be up at 4 a.m.
Sure,
right.
So I did not see Chrissy Teigen, sadly, although there were videos of John, Chrissy, and their child, which was awesome.
Oh, cool.
Baby Luna.
Nice.
She's perfect.
I bet
with them.
Shales was there stalking him, I'm sure.
She wanted to go. She tweeted. She's not in here right now. She tweeted Chrissy Teigen yesterday. I'm not kidding you. She tweeted her.
Well,
talking,
why wouldn't she?
Trying to find out if she was going to be there and if they could hang out and be besties. True story. I saw that
That's cool.
Pulled up a couple of different women up on stage. Did you see that?
Yes, it was amazing. He was at one point dancing with a woman who I was going to guess was in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. You could tell she was having the time of her life.
And he was singing right to her?
Yes.
Oh, John Legend.
Dancing, yes. Singing, kissed her on the cheek.
Oh, the melting hearts.
I should have gone.
Watch the hip there.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Tomorrow is the night we find out if we win our Station of the Year award that we're up for. Big banquet. Apparently Shales is going now. Some of the show's going to represent.
It was a very expensive dinner to get into, like $100.
Yeah, can we get you there?
So the whole, not if I have to pay $100. I don't got that.
I haven't paid anybody yet.
I don't have it.
Maybe we can find a way to sneak you in somewhere.
Wouldn't that be cool? That's a big deal for Media Mix.
It is a big deal. It's fun. It's a good time. It's a good networking time. She's like, I don't know if I want to go, but I don't really know anybody. I said, well, these are the kind of places where you do get to meet people. Put your name out there. Say hi. Network.
Are people buying us free drinks? Then I'm in. I mean, if that's part
yeah,
of it.
You know what? Oh, sometimes Alfred does get liquored up and buy drinks,
okay,
which is
cool. Then, yeah, make that happen.
You get one of the big bosses of the other companies around, uh-huh, and they try to act like they're big swinging you-know-whats, and they're like, hey, I'll buy it. It's all on my card at the bar. That's the best part about it.
And then, like, a month later, you get a bill that says, you owe me $56.
Put your money away. It's no good here. You get to see who has a good expense account that way, too.
Well, that'll be cool. So yeah, tomorrow night up for Station of the Year.
We'll report back on Friday. Well, Friday's it's going to hurt a little bit because I will tell you right now, I'm going to be drinking. So
there's going to be some beverages had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's fine.
Maybe I'll just sleep here. I don't know.
It's been done before. A couple of nice soft couches. Joey, you love those couches. You've slept out there before.
Yeah, you can tell me
how that... Plenty of times. It's not as bad as you think.
But people don't realize, I have a chair in my office that pulls out to, like, a bed, which, I mean,
Excuse me? Are we doing casting calls in Brian Truda's office? What's happening?
Once almost slept there, but it was, like, the time you were really sick.
Oh. Well, I've never used it. Uh-huh. I mean, I've never used it. Really.
Wow. Interns, step right in here.
We'll discuss honest. Your... I'm actually kind of afraid of who or what has been there before me.
Who had that chair before?
I don't know.
Gross.
It's been around for a long time.
Gross.
If you knew the people that used to have that office before me, you'd kind of wonder too. But I know that Debbie from KFKF, she sleeps there sometimes when she does the Legends show on Saturdays.
Good to know all of this information.
Right.
I'm taking it all in.
If you stick around, you'll hear the stories.
When you grow up.
Hey, you want some weekend tickets?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.